Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM and 100.1 FM.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. All right here on the radio network, River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app. And thank you so much for listening to this show on the app, as well as the radio stations, of course. But my goodness gracious, the numbers that we are getting now from the Ohio Midland News Group, which is the parent company, the conglomerate that owns all of these media platforms and everything else, regarding the listenership of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling. We dominate so much of the shows on the app that it's amazing. It really is. Thank you so much for that. You've really come through for me. Thank you so very much for that. Some interesting thoughts from J.D. Vance, the person running as the vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump.
Now, we're, of course, in one of the proud baseball cities in the United States of America. So you know the problem with a softball interview is that you've got to be able to hit a softball still. And that's the problem with Kamala Harris, is I don't think that she could hit a T-ball based on what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. When she was asked what she would do differently compared to Joe Biden, she said, nothing comes to mind. She's running on how she's going to be different, but she couldn't name a single thing that she would do differently than Joe Biden. Now, I will say that could be the Kamala Harris official campaign slogan. Kamala Harris, nothing comes to mind.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. J.D. Vance. And I must tell you, I was concerned when Trump picked J.D. Vance as his running mate. I was hoping that he would pick Tucker Carlson, but he picked J.D. Vance, Senator, U.S. Senator Ohio, the Republican. Because J.D. Vance at first hated Trump. Hated him, called him, you know, Hitler type or whatever. I mean, bad stuff, really bad stuff. Well, they finally decided to kiss and make up. And J.D. Vance has turned out to be wonderful. I actually can't believe I'm saying this. I did not support J.D. Vance in the Republican primary. I supported Josh Mandel. I still can't believe Trump did not endorse Josh Mandel. But when he endorsed J.D. Vance, that was pretty much it for Josh Mandel. That's a shame. J.D. Vance has been hitting it out of the park time after time. Now, what you just heard was from the huge event on Sunday, Madison Square Garden, 25,000 people in Madison Square Garden to see a politician. Think about that. To see Donald Trump and another 25 to 50,000, depending on the estimated audiences, outside trying to get in. This is in the heart of the deep blue New York State. Deep, 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 deep blue New York City. And the local media all but ignores this. They're so useless. They so hate you. They really do. If I were the news director at 7 or 9, I'd be airing a lot of these audio clips and video, of course, that I'm sharing with you now. It's great stuff. And this is the heart of MAGA Nation. And they won't share any of this with you. Same thing with the useless dying newspapers, billionaire Bob's. It's the swirling around the drain is what it is. Tremendous, wonderful material, and they will not share any of that with you. Seven pretends it didn't exist. Nine. And I guess the newspapers just get none. They just like it. It doesn't matter. It was nothing. It was nothing. They so hate you. They really do. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. If you don't believe me, ask yourself this. Well, Dimitri, we're getting so much information from you this morning about this huge event yesterday at Madison Square Garden. No one else here has told us about it. Why is that? Yeah, why is that? Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Oh, by the way, speaking of River Network and all that, I have something special for you that I want to play. I'm not going to tell you his name because he's a very self-effacing guy. He's a wonderful guy. He's very self-effacing, doesn't want to have any attention drawn to him. But his work, the production guy here, his work is just wonderful. I mean, we're talking major market quality production, and we have it here on Rock Hill. I cannot tell you how amazed I am that we have this caliber of broadcaster, this caliber of production genius right here. Right here. So I asked him to work his production magic to create a great spot, a great 60-second commercial for the Fat Apple. I love the Fat Apple. Full disclosure, one of my clients, I love Dawn in a completely heterosexual, non-threatening sort of way. I love Robin. I love Whitney. I love Vince. I love the other Vince, Vince's dad, and Della. Della is just the cutest. Oh, God, she's so cute. And Sarah and Kelsey and all the others. I love the Fat Apple. It is a bakery. It is a candy store. It is a chocolate store. And you would never guess it by looking at the outside in Bridgeport on 225 Main Street, across the street from the municipal building where the police station is, where Nick is there showing off his guns. I love these people. I love this store. I tell you what I do. One of the things that I do, I visit them a lot. I genuinely like them. They're just really nice people. I buy lots of cookies to give to my other clients. Cookies and pies and whatever, just as a way of saying thank you to all my other clients. And so Dawn said, hey, we want to do something special for Halloween. Because they've got, I mean, think about this. The Fat Apple is Halloween Town. I mean, that's where you go to get everything that you could possibly want to get, baked goods and candies and chocolate and everything for Halloween. So I said to our production wizard here, we need something really, really special. Here's some ideas. Can you turn this into radio magic? This is what he came up with, and I wanted to share this with you. I'm so proud of this.
Double toil and trouble.
Screwed it up already. Hold on, let's try again.
Double toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Shake this potion up and down and make the Fat Apple into Halloween Town. The Fat Apple Bakery, chocolates and candies, casts its spell on 225 Main Street in Bridgeport with every Halloween Town treat. Jack Skellington, eat your heart out. And then, for your dessert, eat the Fat Apple Scary Face Pies, Scowling Apple, Cherry, or Peach Perturbing Pastries. Order now from Dear Robin and Dawn at the Fat Apple as Bewitching Whitney whips up her Witch's Brew milkshakes to go with those sweet-smelling Scary Face Pies. But will those ghoulish baked goods scare little darlings like Della? No, the Fat Apple isn't a craven nightmare on Main Street. The Fat Apple loves happy Halloweens filled with delicious tricks and treats in every aisle, and it loves old-school Halloween with popcorn balls, wax lips, and vampire fangs. The Fat Apple is open until 6 p.m. Saturday, and on Halloween week, starting 10 a.m. Wednesday. The Fat Apple, your nightmare before Christmas treat.
Right there is Radio Gold. That is incredible production, worthy of New York City, Los Angeles, you name it. That's great stuff, and it's done here locally, this radio station. We are so lucky to have this guy. And oh, by the way, if you would like to be one of my advertisers, we can do that for you as well. I'll just go to him and say, do magic for this new client of mine or that new client of mine. That's how good this guy is, and he wants no attention. That's why I'm not even telling you his name. But this is great stuff. This is great stuff. I am so, I'm just so impressed with this. I am so impressed. The Fat Apple, Halloween Town. Make sure you go there. They're open Wednesday through Saturday. And so make sure that you buy everything that you could possibly buy for Halloween. Let's see. They're going to be open again on Wednesday and Thursday. They're going to be open Wednesday. They're going to be open Thursday. Go there. The ghoulish faces, the scary pie faces, the pies, actually, the crust, they look like scary faces. I mean, it's incredible stuff what they do there. I mean, what Whitney does, whipping up her incredible artistic stuff in the back part with the bakery and the baking everything. I mean, Whitney's like Michelangelo with flour and sugar. I mean, she's unbelievable. She really is. Anyway, so there is that. I'm just so proud of that commercial. I just thought we just did exceptional work here. Just he's just great. All right. We have the Belmont buzz. What is all the buzz going on in Belmont County?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, there are two things that are happening, at least two things that are happening in Belmont County. That's in addition to a Dimitri sighting Saturday evening. I took my current wife to dinner. We had to have dinner, though, with the sister-in-law, my crazy sister-in-law, Katzilla, and her poor husband, Mike, who is the harbor master at Piedmont Lake. We had a wonderful time there at Undo's in St. C. Nick was very gracious, although he did not pick up the tab. But he was still very gracious. Could have been more gracious, but what are you going to do? And Calvin was terrific. He was terrific. Anyway, so there's that. But the other thing, there are two other things I want to talk with you about regarding Belmont County. We'll get to one now and the other one after this short break. The first one is if you care about animal welfare, if you are one of the people in Belmont County who cares about animal welfare, I want you to be on the lookout for the Psycho Sanderson Sisters of Belmont County. The Psycho Sanderson Sisters of Belmont County claim to care about animal welfare. But the Psycho Sanderson Sisters of Belmont County are, well, they're psycho. I would stay away from them if I were you. I would stay as far away from them as is humanly possible. I am speaking from personal experience, from messages that they have sent me privately, from posts on Facebook, from behavior that is beyond appalling. Watch out for the Psycho Sanderson Sisters of Belmont County. Stay away from them if there's any way that you can. Because the Psycho Sanderson Sisters of Belmont County, I gotta tell you, they're psycho.